Hi, I'm Alish Lee from Askham School, and my body of work is called The Odyssey. It's about a young art disciple who believes that photorealism is the pinnacle of art, but through his quest for art mastery, realizes that he still has a lot more to learn. I used to read a lot of comics like Calvin and Hobbes, Asterix and Tintin, and watch films like The Karate Kid, and it really instilled in me the idea of simplicity, that sometimes less really is more. I think in mixing both Western and Eastern artistic elements that I was hoping to create something subversive so that the scrolls aren't exactly what they appear to be. And I think without revealing too much of the story, it's something that's pretty evident at the conclusion of the first scroll. I use the Chinese zodiac animals to illustrate the evolution of the disciple from being a puny rat to a great dragon. Actually, each of the scroll's animals also have their own meaning. The ox in the third scroll is a stubborn animal and represents the disciple's unwillingness to let go of his previous ideals of art. The horse is often initially afraid of water, but gets over its fear, kind of like the disciple realizing that the unknown really isn't something to be afraid of. But these are just some of the ideas behind each animal, and hopefully the audience kind of brings their own meaning to the others. Some are pretty easy to spot, like the rooster symbolizing the disciple's misplaced pride. Another kind of Easter egg is the red artist stamp on the bottom left of the scrolls. The words Daben Dan may sound like a legitimate artist's name, but word for word, it actually translates to a big stupid egg. And it goes back to the idea of knowledge, or rather a lack of knowledge, being the key to understanding. If you look closely as well, I stylized the Chinese characters of the stamp so that the rightmost one kind of looks like a stick figure of the disciple, and the top left character resembles the master's face. All the panels were drawn on my tablet using Photoshop. I usually draw with pencil and paper, so it was definitely a challenge to create the texture of a scroll and to emulate the strokes of a watercolor brush using a digital medium. And hopefully it all worked out.